5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I want a load of hats.
Who knew, Raven? Who knew that the way to stop fighting with your significant other is simply by holding their hand? Did you even know that?
Well, somebody can't slap you if you're holding their hand.
Your arguments are different than mine.
Okay.
It's Hannah and Raven. So a new study has come out, and basically what they found is that the number one way to stop fighting when you're arguing with your significant other is simply by holding their hand at that time.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, they found that touch is one of the five love languages, so it's really powerful because when you're holding hands,
wait a minute.
Right?
Five? Yep. Love languages?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me the other ones real quick. Bullet points.
Hold on.
I mean, oh, you didn't have that ready? I'm sorry.
They really are the worst. Hold on. Words of affirmation.
Okay.
So that's saying, like, you know, I love you.
Right.
Quality time with others.
Okay.
Quality time. So time that you spent together.
Together and apart.
With active listening. So make sure, like, when they're talking, like, you actually listen and you just don't just nod your head and go your head in your phone.
Oh, so I had to stop talking there for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. I know that's difficult for you. Acts of service.
Uh-huh.
So that's when you do small things to make their lives a little bit easier.
Okay.
And gifts, being like actual gifts, giving them things. These are the five languages of love.
Okay, back to your original train of thought then.
Holding hands.
All right.
They found that using this one of the languages of love is a way to make tension disappear. And they monitored heart rate and the way people reacted while they were arguing and if they held hands. And when they were holding hands, it became a lot more difficult to fight and they were making up a lot easier. Which I think works well with your significant other because essentially you probably love them and you want to make it okay.
You're
just in the heat of the moment.
Right. But you're just saying something stupid, but you can physically show them that you're still there for them.
Although the idea of being in a heated argument with somebody and having to hold their hand repulses me.
But,
can you imagine? Like, imagine.
Repulse is a strong word,
You know, because you're all worked up and you're angry.
Yeah.
But that's why a lot of times when you see people fight, like, and somebody just hugs them, you see their body just kind of release, and it kind of, because that touch.
I mean,
is
how
important.
Many people are you watching fight, and then it breaks down into like a hug breakdown?
It's usually on TV.
So you're talking like a public thing that's gone on,
or even at home.
Usually,
even
I see somebody like flipping out, like at a bagel place or something like that, and I never see anybody hug those people.
Well, what if they held their hand? So it brings me to the next point. Is they've done all this research and they found out the power of touch. Now, granted, we're not supposed to touch each other anymore, ever.
Right.
You know, shake
hands.
That
is a challenge right now.
But what if the solution to all the arguments and tension in the world is just to hold your hand? Like, okay, you get rear-ended at a red light.
Right.
You're 20 minutes late for work.
Mm-hmm.
You get out and the guy behind you clearly is their fault.
Right. Just has no insurance.
No insurance.
Any of those things.
And he thinks it's your fault for some reason.
Totally thinks it's your fault.
Instead of arguing, you just hold their hand.
Before they speed off, I mean, I would be willing to give that a shot. That's like a citizen's arrest.
Right.
But, I mean, it could, if it resulted also in a blossoming friendship and that person possibly, you know, getting insurance and paying for the damage to my vehicle, I mean, I'd give it a shot.
All right, the cashier, right?
Uh-huh.
They won't accept your coupon even though it's not expired.
Oh, I hate that.
Right.
All right? That person, what are you, fighting for the 35 cents? It's not your 35
cents. Stop, Raven. Just hold their hand.
That one would be difficult for me.
Hold their hand and have a conversation about why the coupon doesn't work.
Give me another example. I don't know if I can do it with that one.
Your boss.
I mean, I'm not the Dalai Lama.
Your boss all the time is like taking vacations, not really doing anything, calling meetings for no reason. And all of a sudden they say to you, hey, listen, we're going to need you to pick up a couple extra shifts. We're not going to pay you for them. But it's all like good news. You're just going to do it. Just hold their hand.
My boss, he looks a little clammy. Let's be honest.
But if you held his hand, maybe if you held his hand, he would regain some color.
Maybe he's got sweaty palms, too. I don't know.
What if we were fighting and I just went and held your hand?
No.
No? Yeah, maybe this won't work with other people.
The answer is a hard no. Yep.